I think it's reasonable to believe that as young adults, or even through our adult years into our mature adult years, that when we approach the Catholic faith, there are certainly things the Church teaches, either by way of faith or by way of morals, that leads us to doubt, if not confusion or total disagreement. So as we know in the Church, there's two levels of belief. There's those things we believe by faith and those things we believe by morals. Things we believe in our heads, like Mary is the mother of God. Jesus is God. Jesus chose 12 apostles. These sorts of things you don't act on, you simply believe in them. And then there are those teachings that move us to action, moral teachings. Clothe the naked. Make a Sunday offering. You shall not commit abortion. Euthanasia is immoral. So there's things that lead to action or non-action, and there's things that we simply believe in our heads with our minds. And both are equally important. But through our lives as Catholics, in the midst of the Church's teachings, I think it's tempting, or we're inclined to believe, that only if we surrender everything and believe everything is absolutely true, then we'll get to heaven. Now, as a disclaimer, and please don't misunderstand me, what the Church teaches is true. And if we follow what the Church teaches faithfully, we will go to heaven. No exceptions. However, we are fallen human beings, and we are not unlike the 12 apostles. After years of spending time with Jesus, listening to his words, in fact, they saw him, Matthew writes, they worshiped him, and yet they doubted. You and I have doubts. What if the Church is wrong? What if this is all a big hoax, and you're just wasting 45 to 60 minutes every Sunday? What if God doesn't exist? And after death, nothing happens. Surely that'd be miserable, and it's not true. But nonetheless, all the things we believe by way of faith, what the Church teaches, and by way of morals of what the Church teaches, those are the things that'll lead us to heaven. And we must be okay with doubting some of those things. But that's not the catch. This is the catch, that we still acknowledge them as true because our Lord teaches them. How tempting it is as fallen human beings to pick something rather abrasive that the Church teaches. Marriage is between one man and one woman. The traditional definition of marriage, that'll never change. As far as our culture goes in proclaiming that two men or two women can get married, the Church will never change her stance on that. She will forever, until the end of the world, say, marriage is one man and one woman. I will never be able to witness the vows of two men or two women. I won't be able to, ever. And I'm okay with that because I believe that to be true. However, if you or I were to disagree with that, that doesn't make it untrue, folks. It doesn't make it less credible. And how easy it is in our minds to see, I don't know if that's true. I kind of doubt that. I disagree with that. I don't believe in that. To somehow logically think that what the Church is doing is not right. In the midst of the culture war we have right now in the 21st century, particularly in this country, we must be proud to be Catholic. And we must be proud and thank God for the gift he's given us in teaching us what's true and what's good through the Catholic Church. And although it's confusing, although we might doubt, although there's mystery, these things will still lead us to heaven. Today is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, Now, if you could, raise your hands if you understand fully the mystery of the Trinity. Right? Don't raise your hand, or else you'd be lying in church on a Sunday morning. Neither do I, because it's a mystery. But a mystery isn't something that we can't know anything about. It's something that we can't know everything about. So go read. Go understand. What does our Lord say? What do the saints say about the Trinity? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. Baffling, I know. A little boring, I realize that. Confusing, absolutely. Worthy of doubt, you bet. Mysterious, it is. And yet, it is still true. And how many things in our own heads, we all have personal lists, certainly through our marriage, through our relationships, our friendships, raising children, with our spouse. We all have personal lists in our heads of when we look at the church's teachings by way of faith or morals. I don't know if that's right. Man, that's tough. I'm not sure about that. It's those things that we need to go after in our lives to remove the doubt, to approach Jesus Christ, and to beg him for the grace to understand even when confusion or mystery exists. And it's no different with our God, whom we call the Holy Trinity. A homily seeking to describe the Holy Trinity is a worthless homily, because it is a mystery. But if you read the gospel today, our Lord promises his disciples, after he knows they have doubted him and his teachings, he still makes the promise to them in fidelity, I am with you always until the end of the age. Friends in Christ, the church teaches some very hard things. But we kind of like that. It's a challenge. And we know those tough teachings are true because our Lord says they're true. And if we do all that we can every morning when we wake up, if we beg God for the grace to be faithful, even when we sin and seriously sin, when we disagree, when we don't make the mark, if we continue to be faithful, we can trust that his promise will be true. God is with us always until the end of the age, and that includes the gift of heaven.